Here is Samach Vavin Shabbos by the Rosh Hashiva, Vav Nisan, Hetav Shin Mem Ches, March 22nd, 1988, on Monday, in Yeshiva University.
We have to go over the whole Gemara, starting from Mishnah. And there we will distinguish the subject. That one of the days, in sharing is Hamusom with Anagel, not allowed to show why? Because if we soak it, it might become hummus. Now, kemach becomes hummus if you put it in water and you let it stay shiur mir. How about chitin? How about chitin? Suppose you take the seeds of wheat, the seeds of grain, and you soak them in water. Now, if you just allow water to pass over seeds of grain, that's lisise. You didn't know it's muta. Separation is whether hatchila is muta will taste, not muta will taste. And one lotion is about the mitzvah will taste. But we pass through that we didn't ignore we see says mit. But then there is another gemore that mem on the aleph and the base marked rabine mean no that mem on the base the first line hau arbe bechite gitabe bechiste shari robin is bunali hoche. So there was both. There was a lot of wheat, and then it sank the boat. So Rove was matter to sell it to Goy. Sell it to Goy, but he's not allowed. But to see is not going to be why only to Goy? So the Arishenim is not cash. So Arishenim say, Rishise is one thing, but here it was soaked in the water. So in other words, you didn't ignore it, it's only muter if you are racist, but if you soak it in water, if you soak the chit in water, so then it's also didn't ignore. Even if it's not nisbaka, because if it's nisbaka, then it's also, then it is chomets. Again, suppose it is nisbaka, so then it's chomets. Is it chometz mi the raise or it's chometz mi rabo? So from the Rosh and Rambam it's mashma that if as a result of soaking the chitin, the unground chitin, the unmilled, the unground chitin, so as a result of soaking it, it split, it was nisbaka, so then it's chometz mi the raise. But the Arishani would say, no, with the raise it's only chometz if it is smicho, if it started to sprout. Now sometimes you see a seed because it was exposed, it was subjected to rain so much that it even starts to sprout, to be matzniach. So the Arishenim will say that midarai seed becomes chometz only if it is smicho, if it started to sprout. But if it just is baka, it can split. So then, it's not chometz mirais, it's only chometz mirabam. And the Rosh and the Rambam, it's mashma that if it's nisbaka, so then it's chometz mirais. If it's nisbaka, then it's chometz mirais. But many of the Shein say, mirais, it only becomes chometz. It only becomes chometz if it is ismicho, not if it is nisbaka. Now, then, but Lissisi is mutam in Ligmoros. Only the gaining mass of Lissisi. So, from the Rosh and Rat, so, Rishmen and Rishen say, from Kashi, Hau Arbe, the Chite, the Tabe, the Chishte, Shari, Robin, is no in Ochen, it doesn't mention that it was Nisbaka, so it's much more it wasn't Nisbaka. And still, Robin answered it, only to be sold to Goyim. So some rishonim say that shor b'mayim, that's also midin digmor, midin rabbanon. Sure, only sisa, not shor. from the Lashon Rambam it's mashma that Lissise that is muter. We didn't need more, and we have Rishenes, also Yotis, Muta Yotis, Mitzvah Yotis. So that's only if you moistened the chitin and you didn't let it stay unground for a shiur meal for 80 minutes. But if you moistened chitin and then you allowed the chitin to stay unground, unmilled for shiur meal, whatever shiur meal is, but I say 20 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, or 24 minutes, then it is also a rabbi. That's a chumrah, because most Rishonim say that you didn't dig more, even if you allowed it to stay for days, but if you didn't soak it, you just allowed water to pass over the seeds of grain. And that's all. But and even if you allowed it to stay unmilled for days, so it's midinig more is muta. But the Shittas Rambam is we see said that his muta midinig more only applies to a seed of grain that was miltes. You're allowed to pass water over it, and then it was milled within the shiur meal. Then it's muta midinig more, but also it's arachonis again. But if it was allowed to stay in an unmilled state for shiur meal after it was moistened, then it is oser midin l'gmor. But one thing is clear, according to all the shaykhs, if it was not nisbaka, so then it doesn't become chomets. And even if it's nisbaka, so according to many of the shaykhs, it's only chomets in the rabbanon. And according to the Rambam, it's chometz midrash. So memele, inistin kemach. No, I'm sorry. So the Mishnah that says in Daflam Tesam days, in sharing is hamusen mitangil. We are not allowed to soak musen to be used for the tangilim, for the chickens, as fodder for the chickens, because it will be machmitz. Now the question is, so according to the Rishonim who say that we see say is only muter midinig more if you don't soak it, if you just let water pass over it, but you don't soak it. But if you soak it, so then it's also midinig more. So it's simple as to why insurance are more so midinig. According to the Rambam, it's also simple. Because according to the Rambam, when is the Sisem Mutam Midin More, only if it is immediately milled after moistening, within the Shia meal. But here you don't mill it. So that's why it's in Shia Samos of Tanagil. But, even the Rishonim Achilik and Rambam, but that everybody admits that if it is soaked, then it's also Midin More. Here he talks not about moistening the mursum, but soaked in the mursum. So that's the Gemara, Afu Arbe, the Chite, the Tabe, the Chishde, Shal Yerobi, Yifnoi, Rofi. So that's why the Mishnah says, in Shirin is a mursum with Angin, Abol Chel. Now, Chite prevents Chimitz. We didn't have the Gemara, Chite is Muta, but again, the game muscle, Chite. Chite means that you take midine d'gmore, chlite can be done with my kemach, not only achlite. With my kemach, if you take flour and you put it in and you dump them in hot boiling water, not just hot, but boiling water, not just yatzeles, yadnich vesbe. We discussed in Shabbos two levels of hot. Hot and burning hot. Yatzeledes, that's hot. But Yadnich Vesbe, when you get the burn, so that's burning hot. So Chulite means if you take Kemach, or Kemach, and you dunk them in boiling water, so that prevents Chimitz, Leilam Boil, that harnesses it. And it prevents chinuch. I mean, the literal meaning of cholera is harnessing, chlite is harnessing. So then it's mitzames, the dogon, and it can never become chometz, never. That's in the Gemara, but the gain mass of fruit. So the gain mass of fruit, not only in respect, to kemach, but even in respect to a chiton. So chit is also, but in the Gemara, chit is muta. So in sharing the samur, sometimes gain mavol chayukin, ho yisho, lo yishre, samyoson, sheteli of the yodol in el chetz, that Elisha is not allowed to soak the milson in order to use it to rub on a goof, because it can become, if it's tishre, so even if it's not misbaka, but if it is soaked, so it becomes chomes mirabor, still yorun lechas. Avor sopo hi bitsoro yobesh. But suppose she takes a dry seed of grain and let's say on her hand, on her goof, after she took a bath, let's say, or she took a shower, so she has droplets of water on her hand, so she keeps on rubbing it. Since it's very minute, the droplets of water, so maybe it couldn't become chomet, so that changes all. Because the rake, the spittle, is also machmets, like water. So mele, one is not allowed to chew a chito, a dry chito, so then it becomes moistened by the spittle, and then if he puts it on the mako, So it can be machmit. The fruit from this, there would be a riot from this Mishneh. There would be a riot to Rishitas Rambam, because the Rishitas Rambam means that the sise that is mutam is not more is only if right after moistening the chito you mill it within the shear mill. But if you let it stay unmilled after the moistening, even if you don't soak it, then it becomes chomes mirabon. So you understand the Mishnah, but the Mishnah says, "Lo yilei sodom chitin v'yamiach al makosei v'pnei shei machnitzis." So usually, I mean, when you chew, let's say, a chiton, so it doesn't become soaked in the spittle. It's possible sometimes it's a small seed of grain, and then there's a lot of spittle encompassing it, so its mamish becomes immersed, shoveled in the spirit. But usually it's not like that, so it's like moistening. So according to the Rambam, we understand why the Yuri Sodom Chitin Yahiyah HaMakosim Chimachis. Because he doesn't mill it, he doesn't grind it with the sheer meal, so 18 minutes will pass by and it's still ongoing. 22 and a half minutes will pass by, 24 minutes, and 24 minutes will pass by. So really it becomes chomets mirabonot. But according to the Vishayim and Achilles and the Rambam, and you say only if it is short in water. So why is it also have to be delays, chitin, the idea of Makosei? Maybe there's a difference between spittle and water. Just as there's a difference, you know, between cold water and warm water, because the warm water is mirabonot even before the shiachim. So maybe because the spittle has more warmth than cold water. So maybe even the rishonim were chilek on the Rambam, and who say that if it is not soaked in water, then it's mutam dinig mora. That's only with sise. So sise is mutam dinig mora with sise in water, but not with sise in rake, because it's warmer. I mean, that could be. Anyway, the Mishnah says the fairest. The yili sodom fitin yamir ha makosina. Rash. Chilpin bereitchim. Shim anir ha nisilat. Mutishka ha murson. Losu bopso nipishim. Ach nipishri yosef. אבל שופו יגבור סוניודי בבשורו ואף על פי שמיים פריפים על בשורו לא יילאיס לא יופיס. תומר אבון, אלו דבורים שהם בואים ללחימות האופו והמבושל סויץ נב בוא ללחימות ויכולו כשחולתו ברייתכם שחולת ברייתכם נדווי ציפי דומתת עם בוילינג וואט. So the question is מבושו, how can you be מבשל grain? Okay, you have to bake grain for Pesach. Not מבשל, מבושו, I'm מבשל in the honey, so it becomes חומץ. אומר אף פופה, פה אופו שבישלי קורא. So it doesn't become חומץ. In other words, this Gemara says that you are allowed to eat knedlach. That's a Gemara in Pereshit. You are allowed to eat knedlach. I mean, it's as simple as that. Po ofu she bishlei koma. If it was already off, so then you can take the matzimel and boil it. Bishlei koma. I mean, the reason is why the Hasidim are makpid and shruye, because they are afraid sometimes the matzah is not completely baked. So the Goyim said, even if it's not fully baked, as long as it's not in Sheches, it should be in Sheches. It's highly, highly unusual, it should be in Sheches. So, because the Lashon of the Sefti is, how awful the Hakol. So, any machlokes, how awful the Hakol. So, the Goyim says, what do you mean, Kol? Awful means baked. Kol means like parched. The lechem, the kol, the chalma. In other words, if it was in the oven, so then it's not machzor. Unless it's in sheches, but that's highly unusual. Highly unusual. And then I just want not to, that I'm getting this special fee for it, but that possibility, even the chosher lechekin, maybe it's not well baked, he's only shayach and end matzah. But in machine matzah, no one should be patient with me, but I'm getting paid for it. In machine matzah, there isn't even a shosha and a chicken that's not baked. Let's say, if it is baked, was a slice matzah, it's not. It's baked. The matzah is baked at least at a minimum of 900 degrees Fahrenheit. At least 900 degrees. In other words, because the matzah is baked at 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit. But complaining, matzah melt, especially pinky melt, so they'll destroy their business. So I was matzah then at 900 degrees for matzah, for cake, no, for matzah. So it's not in Sheches. No machine matzah is nimshach. No machine matzah. So maybe, and by machine matzah is not shayach. In hand matzah, maybe sometimes, very rarely, I mean a piece of matzah is like dough that is nimshach. Then it's machmit, but let's say, what we call kvure. What is kvure? So it's not well baked, but it's not nimshach. So all the poskim say that the kfule is only a chumre, I mean, we shouldn't eat it, but it's not mamish chometz, because it's not in sheches. But why isn't it chometz? Because of that isefte, ho'opu ba'akolu, eini machmetz. So that's the reason as to why the goyen so did not approve of that chumre, of not eating shvut. I'm not saying anything against it. The Chazanish paskened that if somebody has been zoya, not even shoye, and there, because he became a misnagit, but after learning, he realizes that there is no basis of Chazanish paskened that he has to have authority to. So in other words, not even shoye is not just a funkite, you know, I mean, like the funkite not to make the tie on Shabbos. That doesn't require a Torah. That's a Torah's Vibar Mishnah. It's not shy to say Hataras Nidor, you see. But this has a basis, even though the Chazanish did not agree, the Chazanish himself, H for it, but it has a basis in the Allah. He has a basis in the Allah, so if somebody has been accustomed not to H for it, then because he learned not to, if just like that, because he wants to be made ill, so he should, no best, we should matter him, you see. So it's also, but if he wants to start in Shvuyeh, because he finds it to copy Allah, it's mutter. So then it requires a thousand dollars. But if you want to know, I mean, this Allah, that the Shvuyeh that you allow to eat clay left, so that's the Gemara. Omar Rav Pope Ho'ov, you should push like Omar. So once it is awful, so then it's not machnitz anymore. All right. Tanya Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudah Emeir Kemach Shanof Al Yisirchi Delet Apil Kol Ayin Kula Yini Boli Derim Chimus. So even the Kemach Lossin, he started to drip, you know, so the dew started to drip into the Kemach Apil Kol Ayin Kula Yini Boli Chimus Omar Afpope Behudo Obi Tip Vadi Tip. In other words, there was no interruption. It kept on the head because if there is an interruption, then it can be machmis. But there is no interruption, so in other words, a nise can be machmis only if it's idle. But if it is activated, if there is a mechanical activation, if you just heat it up, so then that prevents the chimus. Because how does chimus take place? I mean, scientifically. Because the yeast is an organism, but it's an obatopidium, it's considered chometz, let's say, even though, I mean, let's say chometz yeast, and let's say molasses yeast, so a scientist will probably say the same thing, but that doesn't mean that obatopidium, chometz yeast and molasses yeast are the same thing. Chometz yeast is air, and there's a field forest, and molasses yeast is a head of bomb. But even though chemically is the same thing. So the reason is why Hisaskis prevents chometz, because in order to ferment, so then the yeast must ferment it. And if there is activation in the dough, so that prevents any fermenting by the yeast. Some melee. So he says, the hood of the teeth are the teeth. In other words, there's no interruption. It keeps on dripping, droplet by droplet of the dew, you know, without an interruption. So really, that's an activation. So it's like heating the dough. So suppose he heats the dough all the time. Even though it's already immersed in water, you already poured in water, it doesn't come hummus after you apply in kule. So what difference does it make? Whether that's the pshat. Whether you heat it with your hands or it's the dough is hit constantly by the drops of dew that keep on falling into it. So, wood of it is gravity. Amre, now let's see the rash. Hofu lechem shnefe kom ashe shere ve mayim in the machmiz. Adi vashu mechal ve isha mayim pushchum kirim shiat yichu machmiz. ובגישות עלי לסרחי תחלך על אופנה דו בהד יתון לו וכל הוא שחוק תדריתכם אופי שביש לקראי מהרוף הוא אפילו מבש לך אפי אין עם האחרי דלת נגג אין בולי דרחימות שתירו את הדלת that's an activation שתירו את הדלת הנפל תומי אין עם הניח אלה טיפ לעד טיפ שנפלים טיפ אחת טיפ סמו ויתקת ואין שוט בינתיים you see. If somebody would not learn the Gemara and he would just use his common sense, his superficial common sense, and he would tell you that if dew keeps on dripping continually without a stop, not even a split second stop, so then it's all right. But if it stops, so then it's not all right. So then it's chometz. So a person who didn't learn the Gemara And if you were to tell him, and if you were to apply his intuitive common sense, he'll say just the reverse. If it stops, so there isn't so there isn't an uninterrupted flow of water, so then it should not become chometz. But if it does, there is no interruption, so there is an uninterrupted flow of water, so it should become chometz. They chose that you can't use common sense. First you have to learn the ignorance of Shin Dar. Then you can use common sense. But to use common sense without the foundation of the Gemara, the Shein, and the Achrein, so then that's a very dangerous approach. That's why you have so many problems. Because people sometimes in Rabbonim, so they try to apply the common sense not on the basis of the Gemara, the Shein, and the Achrein. So that's a dangerous approach. Amr de Rav Shire, Vosike Shot, Vosike, Machel Kemach, Isho, Patanya Vosike Hosea. So, because it's Hosea, why is it Hosea? Because if it's another Machel Kemach, so it becomes Chometz, Yami Vashle, you put in Kemach, so it's like boiling Kemach. Can't boil kemach, it becomes chomet. So the Gemara says, loikash, ho de avde b'mishka u'milche, ho de avde b'maye u'milche. Then when it says, vosike ishore, when you made the machal, let's say, of kemach and shemet, made peiretz. So that's not machmitz, that's vosike ishore. But if you made the machal by mixing kemach with water, and then you boil it, then it becomes chometz. Rashi, Vosike machal kemach mishchol milcha v'kim cheshore, v'nei peres imach mitzin. Alright. Oma mazu t'chelo limchi nishdere v'kim chede apshine v'yore v'oshol shapir v'yose lezei chimuz v'limchi nishrashe v'dere shemadim tafshai v'yore v'shemach v'kemach v'seyche v'afim v'kim chede apshune shemisyav sho the nikle is bitano kishilacho eisen is ukli bitano vachitria afil hoche lulevet dilnu liboshol shapil nasis koli kotor bitano umachmetes bitapshil uchshu iteo po bikeiro ki machmetes she in derech nisinoso li tichtapshil riseyach Oma Rabbi Yisef lo licho etinesh one should not dump in boiling water even though chmite is a preventive. It prevents chimutz, but still, he cannot dump two seeds of grain at the same time, by adore. Why? Dil me'az lechode v'yasre b'tzir yedechaf v'chabato, v'lisolik v'vikule v'maye mar baruch hase. Because in order that chmite should serve the function of preventing chimutz, then the boiling water has to encompass the seed of grain from all sides. But if there is one portion of the seed of grain that is not encompassed by the boiling water, some melee, that portion of the seed of grain is not hot. So then on the contrary, since it's higher temperature, so if it's chlite, so that prevents chimut. But if it's not chlite completely, it's on the contrary, the warmer the temperature, the sooner the chimut can take place. So mele, if you dump two seeds of grain in boiling water, so then the two edges of the seed might come in contact with each other, so the boiling water will not have an opportunity to penetrate, to pass there. So melee, at that place, it will not be hollowed. So on the contrary, if it's hot temperature, so it's in my life. Meichite ba'adorit numod l'chode v'yase b'tzir yedachavatev v'lisolik. So one edge, the edge of one will come in contact with the cleft of the other. So the boiling water will not encompass each seed is more size. The also the chinuz. The yomar abay olich chenish treishibule bada adode dumnapke maye mehai. One should not parch two ears of grain together. Dumnapke maye mehai ubalidu. The also the chinuz. What kind of maye? In other words, the juice that is squeezed out from the seed of grain, but that has a din of mipeiros. So, do not mahayreishu ubolach. Omer Rabbi Yochafu Choden Ame. Do not fit mahayreishu ubolach idachreishu. You shouldn't be allowed to parch even one a single seed of grain, because some juice might be squeezed out from one end, and then the other end to be beleiah. Then Elom Aroben, me peres minu, peres inu machmitzin. Be hoda be abayin mayi, the whole agaf midlaya loy mechamitzin. In other words, even abaye held that me peres can also be machmitzin, but still abaye was chazer. Even though abaye held that me peres is machmitzin, because anything that takes place in the course of falling cannot be machmitzin. Another Rashi. Yomar Abaye, Haich Tzodich Skitzre Dabshine, Skipe Shore, Skipe Osoya, Rob Omar, Afil Skipe Name Shore, Mipiris Nino and Piris and Machmissin, but Abaye holds that Mipiris is also Machmissin, we pass like Rob. Malrash. Tartuch in Gagne Chito, Chode Chite, El Chode, Chode Chite, Said Dumas, Chode Vias, Mitzir, the Chapel, say, so in other words, even Mibne di Gmore, the Chlite was Mutter, now Chlite is Osar, absolutely. It's Takonis again. But even Mibne di Gmore, before Takonis again, the Chlite was Mutter, so it was only Mutter under special circumstances. In other words, you had to be Chile, only a single seed of grain, you had to be Chile, only a single seed of grain. And because otherwise there is a possibility of him. Du mas khol yosir de khabot bi sel shel khabot de kol ye mayer ite khamayim tsir ye sedek mitay ye khif de mit khazik im sarfa de zore yo khab khol ye shibut na mel li khif du nat ke mayem ye khif de rei she khod et one age u bal khif im di de khif she rod be ya bay da khol de khol agaf mad layo mekh mar kol de akh mit los un loy mekh may but even though abay hold that mitiris is machmis but not if it takes place derech mitolos chatz vid avshine kachim yash mishirik liyiz betano skrit ishorin pip kofu limato shiyamayam mitlotin na kol al dechim rei ozom vizan u choren skrit ishizik vidalki oz ha-shamayam mitlotin vichizu menivolim ומדום הרבה יסקיף ישורם משנדאי ועברוי שמם להודה בין מי יום הליר וליחת ומשתעת ישבר דאנו נעמד דאבי מי ישר כבינות ולהיב ולהיבידו תום רבו In late scene saving the peasant, barley you're not allowed to moist. Vim lotas, and suppose, so chatzil you're not allowed to moist. Vim lotas, and if you did moist, nizbako asuot. Loin nizbako mitot. So then, the Ebed, if you did moist in saving, so if it was nizbako, it became split, so then it's also. Loin is baku is mutar. Rabbi Yisrael Meir Sheiron bechomet bechemet seems. So now there is an eitzer. You can be machli bechemet seir. In other words, if you dump them in vinegar, so the vinegar has the effect of harnessing it and preventing chim. Omar Shmuel in halachic Rabbi. Anyway, the price is said. In Baku Asurets. So Omar Afriz, the Omar Ma'ilkve, Loi Nizbaku Mamesh, Elo Kol Shilu Manichon of the Chotis, the Nizbaku, if it's Korav Nizbaku, it's also Chotis, the Nizbaku is Malayan. Ushmuel Omar Nizbaku Mamesh, Ova Shmuel Ufde Bidore Bahoshe Nizbaku Mamesh. Omar Rabbe, Now let's see the Rashi for you. Nizbaku machmas ha-nipuach she-machmas ha-mayim ha-suris yivadin maris la-achmit she-irom b'chemet zim-re-yayim. From Rashi's Loshen, it's mashmanat la-nishkes Rambam, because Rashi says, because there is a machlekes Rambam in the other Rishon, according to the Rambam, if it's nizbaku, then it's chomis from the Rais, it's mashmanat la-nishkes Rambam. And other Rishon say, no, only the Rabbah. From Rashi's Loshen, it's mashmanat la-nishkes, because Rashi says, nizbaku, machmas ha-nifuach, since it became inflated, שמחמס המים אסורס דיבדה ממאריס להחמצוי פויסי דתמידרייסי דיקמס חומץ אומי פיציציה הסתרדת וספרל so you understand? סבירי למיד רבונו ניצוסיה because since it's in his back we have to be on guard lest it will start sprouting pork it's in my lachmas so it can any minute start sprouting pork. But if the Rashi Shitti is like the Rambam, so it's Chomis with the Reis already, so why do you say it's in my lachmas? Unless we say it means that since there is the reason as to why it becomes Chomis with the Reis, because on account of being inflated through the water, so that makes it already Chomis. So you shouldn't say the Vada in Maris lachmas. Die Wadde Machmiz, you should say, not in Maris Lachmiz. Maris Lachmiz has the connotation that you are not on safe ground. You have to be Cheshish. Maybe, any moment, it will become Chometz. So it's Mashmad, it's not as yet Chometz. Now, in the Reis, it will become Chometz only when it will start sprouting. But, it didn't sprout yet, but you have to be on guard. So maybe it's also another one. So that's mashma Rashi Shita, Rashi is phrasing out. Sheiram b'chein etzim rei eshen eit phrase, Sheiram b'chein b'chein etzim tzom, ashtrin of laz, vein, vein manichan lahachmit, vein nizbaki is malem, shein yachil islamit, v'yachaya in vidur adi b'achoshem b'kvar shalim serish, nizbako mamesh, kalim ad nasure isal nizbako mamesh, based on the Koyis Mami show you the Tiron. Alright. Omar Rabbe, Baal Nefesh lo Yildiz. Now that's a new expression, Baal Nefesh. So Rashi says, Baal Nefesh, so there are two girls for you. One deal is Baal Nefesh means Chosid. Baal Nefesh means Chosid. Not Chosid in contrast to Snagi. It means Chosid. It means one who is Nidagdik the Mitzvahs, who does not content himself with refraining from what is Osa, but he goes to the excellent finish Osa Din, his Machmir, for himself. That's a Chosid. Then another deal is Yerushomayim Hachorid on Afshin. What does it mean the same thing? So now the expression Baal Nefesh is based upon the Pasuk in Bereishis, Ves HaNefesh Asher Osu Bechorid. So for the first time that the human being is designated by the appellation Nefesh. Up to Avram, so how is the human being designated to the Torah? Ki ish chizko bosom, not ki ish chizko nefesh. Why? Because if they had been Baal Nefesh, they wouldn't be ish chiz. The reason as to why they were ish chiz, because they were not Baal Nefesh. That was the revolution that was wrought by Avraham Avinu. He changed the character of the human being from a bosom. Bosa means Homo sapiens, as the scientists call it. You know, it's an animal, you know, a Homo sapiens, with an intellectual animal. How did Aristotle refer to a human being? Man is a social animal. Social animal, man is an animal, but he's an intellectual animal. That's why we have all kinds of values today. I mean, quality of life, all kinds of things. A person is like a vegetable, self, the best thing is to get rid of it. To advise the daughter how to kill the mother so that she wouldn't even be prone to persecution. And then it becomes a bestseller too, this book. So because, unfortunately, today there has been a counter-revolution, see, a form of being what a revolution, and we changed the nature of man from being a bosor, a homo sapiens, into a nefesh, into a spiritual being. And today there are many people, modern people, are trying to make a counter-revolution, to convert the Baal Nefesh into a bosor again. See, that's the endeavor by many modern people. Some male Baal Nefesh, so he says he's Chosid or Yerushamayim Achor Eda Nafshi. So it wasn't Rabbi who coined the expression Baal Nefesh. Avraham Avinu was the one who coined the expression of Baal Nefesh. So Baal Nefesh lo yildes. In other words, it's not awesome. You know, sometimes somebody has to shine. Muter, oh, it's awesome. And I tell him it's not a proper thing, but he comes at this. It's not a proper thing. I can't say it's awesome if I don't think that it's awesome. So, but I don't like it, so I tell him it's not a proper thing. But he's smart, you know, so he asks me, I want to know. What's the halacha? Is it muter or osah? So I said, I'm telling you it's improper. I don't want to tell him muter, but I can't tell him osah. When I'll be doing, there is no isah. But there is such a thing as ishlach novo, which is at all. So that is what he says, Rabbi. Not osah will take, but nefesh will. A person who wants to be a nefesh, not just a bosom, because sometimes one can be very full and be a bosom in final analysis too. That's in Novel Bushes at all. So Rabbi says, no, also it isn't. But it's not the nicest thing in the world. Baal nefesh will do this. Ma'ir ye baal nefesh, atul kul almen amit. Dotanye in late scene sailing the pestle. So it's a real isa. It's not only a union of Baal Nefesh. As a matter of fact, you see what he's showing is a terrific safety in Jewish. People think, or at least I think it's a use of safety. In my opinion, it's a halacha safety in Jewish showing. Because the whole Messiah is showing revolves around one brisa for Pinchas the Yoy. Zeus may deal with his reasons, Zeus may deal with Achilles, Achilles may deal with the creatures, and so on. In 10 months, after the phrase which was shown as 1 year ago, as another year ago, but the whole resource he's showing is pshat. In that price, why is it the Musa Sefer? It's halacha Sefer. It's pshat in the price, in Sefer. The price in Shemite, Yoshon in Shkoli. So why is that Musa? It's not Musa, it's Halacha Sefer. It's Pshat, and the price in the Gemara. So the Messiah Yishorim, when he discusses each level, 10 levels, he discusses the quintessence of Zeus, and then he discusses the quintessence of Zeus. So Zivus consists in complying with all the Yisurei Torah. So a Torah, so a Rabbanon doesn't make any difference. Something that is awesome. It's a Zivus consists in compliance with all the mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, Raisins, Rabbanon. But only what one is awesome. So Zivus and Zivus discuss only things that only things that are osir in Israel or that are obligatory inside Christ and Abor. But then Kios. Kios means something else. Kios means that Kadish Atzmecho b'Mutarach. Tchius, Prichus is consists in Kaddish HaSomnos. What is doing Kaddish HaSomnos? What is doing? In other words, every person, according to his madrege, has to make certain safeguards for himself. It's not easy. Zeros, the domain of zero sense results apply to every person the same. Chofetz Chaim and another person. I mean, what is muta is muta. Is muta for Chofetz Chaim is muta for every Jew. And what is also for Chofetz Chaim is also for everyone. But, and Zrizus also the same thing. But the Kios, Rizus, that's a personal thing. In other words, you cannot say, Kaddish Hasmon Mutaloch. So, they were Jews. Years ago, 100 years ago, who used to get up at 12 o'clock and to say Tikkun Chatzos. But I'm telling you, today, if a person would do it, I would consider him a tzavuah. Because they're not in the Madrege to do that, you see. Before you are in the Madrege to observe Tikkun Chatzos, you have to observe other things too. I mean, not to talk to Shnore, not to be Maul Mechadir Rabbi, not to mitzayer anybody. Somebody, let's say, is not Zoya or Shnori, is not Zoya or Maum Bechadir Barabi, all of a sudden he wants to observe the Chatzos, so that's Zvias. So the domain of Zeros and Zrizus are the same for everybody. It's objective. But Nikius, Zrizus, and all the other ones, that's subjective. You are something that I remember that was already left on my father's kind of offer, had left for America, but we stayed in Europe. So my uncle, that was Richard, was dying, Richard Michael was dying in Lomje, so he used to come to Warsaw and he had a great influence in me. So at one time, so my uncle, that was Richard, was in our house, and then there are a number of Nitor in the house. He wanted to talk to Rabbi Zavichi, and then Rabbi Zavichi stayed Shabbos in our house, and many Nitor, even some Rabbonim, they came to the house, and then they made Kiddush. So cake was served, isn't it? And then, because in Kiddush on Mochim Seder, cake. But the going shitty is in Kiddush and Mochim Sude, this pass above the piston is not enough. But it has to be passman. So one bentoy was quite a big bentoy, something was not married. So he refused to make yesh because he's not going to watch. So the Zavitcha said to him, but he came to you, pass above the piston. So he said, oh, the goyim was machmi. It has to be sudis mamish pasman. So the Zavitcha said to him, und der alle andere Sachen von den goyim, die teropet, wegen der Schnorren, die zerredet worden teilen, die teropet, die rippen toppet, die dem goyim zirnes und der Schnorren, habt ihr mit toppet in der Sinn. So that's what he said. In other words, what comes in the realm, in the domain of zeros and zirnes? So you can say, you're not a tzaddik. Some mele, you can even learn to say that. That would be amaratia shenko mele. But something that is in the area of not zeros and zeros, but in the other level of nikius, prishus, tzidus, dulce, I mean all the other yerashei, so that in achname, that's subjective. That's, there is no objective standard. So what is comes with the Kaddish Asher of Mutalot for Chofetz Chaim will be your take. for somebody who is not in Madrid at the present. So that's what he says. Omar Abba Bal Nefesh Lo Yore. Mayer Ye Bal Nefesh Afel Kul Aumen Ame. In other words, even if he's not in Bal Nefesh, Do Tanya in late sin Seichin Di Pesta. Hoche Kona, Bal Nefesh Afel Chitin Di Shrira Lo Yore. In other words, that Seirin itself Bali sees, so he sees also a Mikra Didine. It's Rabbon. But Chitin Mikra Didine is Muta, because Chitin, a seed of wheat, is more sturdy than a seed of Bali. But Bal Nefesh after Chitin is Ridel Yudis. Omari, so as the Messiah Shalom says, in other words, Kaddish Asamutaloch, so every person has to determine for himself what your gish made for himself. But there is no once you're for everyone. There is no once you're for everyone. But for his Madreye, so I mean that his progress from Zeus to Srizus, from Srizus to Mikius, and Precious would power up in order, not haphazardly, you know. So that's Ligabei Balnet. Omer Rav Nachman, Man di Tzayis Liliabe, Ochel Nahame di Yipushi. In other words, so what did Rabbi say? That Balnefe should not be late in even though it's Mutam Yikradidine, but it's not the ideal thing. So he is Chayu. The one who listens to what Rabbi said, so he'll have to eat namedi pushi, a lechem that is not very pure. Do be rabune latze, ube ipasnik. In order to have ipasniki, or so you have to believe this, otherwise you cannot have ipasniki. Ba rabune latze, ube rabbe barobin latze, be rabbe or not. So, in other words, so Rabbi said that it's not an ideal thing to believe this. But Rabbi said, no, it's osam. The Rabbom are osam rules. It's osam again. That's one lotion of El Hodi Tanya in Leitzin Seirin Bipesa, Seirin Hudeloi, Hoch Seirin Hudeloi, Hoch Hiteshore. So the Rabbom says, Loi mi boyeko, Loi mi boyeko, Loi mi boyeko, Bitziri Yai Lebonaye, Avo Sare, Vishie, Lein Meshape Dome, Komash, Hodorom Arobe, Mutal Yudis. Then Rabbi said, then Rabbi was chizer. At first he said that also Lutz. Then he said it's Muta Lutz. It's Muta Lutz. Bitanya Yetzin Pasnikiyo Vadroye. So Pasnikiyo Yayetzin Pesach. How can it be Nikiyo if it wasn't moist, if the Chito wasn't moist? The Epsha Nikiyo Veloyusis. Right now, Rashi. Hoche koma apu lefito she in koshin misirin in man lachim ba nefshu yudin aber lach ba nefshu mach mal nafshu kulai misirin koshin laba rabo hot kol elosh rabones man di choiz labi ich lachem di pushet lim leki silfa di kio do brafu ne latsi kula ga nachim alo di hobo ma rosa luti ve kula alme di shie os so shie chalokin smooth But way kida, that's like kida means like pumpernickel bread is past kida. Shall kvorin, oh no, oh, hodor marobe mutalu tani yitzin pati kira droye beshne kilo isise, eis raf popel robe, hak mochin va asloti shal nochin, so of goyim, so it depends. If it is of goyim who are in the village, shall kvorin teir, vi shall krochin tmei. Why? Because in the village they don't moisten the grain, but in the city they do moisten the grain. Before in my time, why is it not Nikabotume? Because in order Nikabotume it has to be Muksotabotume. But before in out of poverty they don't moisten the grain. So some male it's not mukshali kabolas tume, loilatze, and still he calls it slotes, and sales means refined flour, pure flour. So So it's a raya that even when the grain is not moisty, it still can be called seles, fine, clean flour, pure flour. So how does Rabbi say Yevshan Kivalei Tisa? We see that without it, this it can also be called Nikir. Hodor Marobe Mitzvah. No, Kokoro Seles Tirgume Akinch. In other words, that when the Braise says, the Akmochim Baslotti Shonochim Shokforim Tirim, so Shokforim relates to Kemach, not to Seles. Because Seles there is no Seles of Shokfor, because if it's Seles, it must be moist, and foreign is not moist, but it relates only to Kmoch. Vosad Nokich, after Robin walked out, so Rastopi said, Vosad Nokich, so Oma, my time, Elohimele, I should have mentioned another guy. Meho, the Omer Rabbi, Omer Rabbi Yimona Shmuel, Chit Mishum Nochas, and Reitzin Eison, we go Koral and Seiles. So it's a riot, that even if it wasn't moistened, it still can be considered a Seiles. Hodor Omer Rabbi Mitzvah Yudish. Mitzvah Yudish, and Emma Ushmartem is a Matzis. Iloi Diboya Lisise Shimol Emay. Now what does it mean, Mitzvah Yudish? It doesn't mean Mitzvah Yudish that it's a ligament. It's tchein. In other words, there is a hiddo in making matzas mitzvah out of grain that was milked. Why? Because matzas mitzvah require shimo from chilis. Now, so if there is no possibility of chilis, how can you watch? If you allocate his grain, so then it gives a Jew an opportunity to make Shimo from Sira, because it can be, because if you allocate his, when you are case of Hiti, you moisten the grain, let's say called the Rambam, the precision is mutter only if it is immediately within the shear mill milled into plow. But if you let it stay unmilled, unwound, then it becomes harmless to recover, according to the Rambam. So mele, when you are late is chitin, you are kitzer the chitin, and then you moisten them. So you have, it gives you an opportunity to exercise shimur. To mill it immediately, not to let even 80 minutes pass by without grinding it. So it gives you an opportunity to exercise shimo. But if you're not going to moisten it, you don't even have an opportunity to exercise shimo. You'll only have an opportunity to exercise shimo after you pour water into the plow. But until you pour water into the plow, there is no need for shimo. Shimo against what? It's not vulnerable, it's not exposed to the possibility of becoming fermented. How can it become fermented? Unless it is outdoors, so you have to watch it. That it shouldn't start raining and pour, and then it will start spouting forth, but or become tobacco, whatever. But like this, there is no opportunity to exercise shim. So, since there is a din of shimo, now, the Gemara doesn't say, Rabbi doesn't mean, mitzvah lilti shenem alo shmartem sas ma'atzois, ilo yibreil, it's a shimo lemai, that if you're not late, you're not in time, the mitzvah of the Rav Tehumat, it's chas v'sholat. Because you'll still be able to make shimo after the rishe, but you will not make real shimo from the outset, from the ktsir. So mele, the shimo will not be of the highest level, the highest degree. But Aber das Problem, der Klimadi mit einem der Mitzwe, auf Matzes Mitzwe, die für die meisten der Ritter, Even according to Rabbi Shite, the Mitzvah. So he says, "Hold on, Rabbi Mitzvah Yudke, Shnei Moshmat Musamat. Ilo Yibayim Nisise Shimo Lemai, Yishimo Dorishe, Shimo Dorishe Lav Shimo." In other words, so if the Shimo begins only after you pour water, that's not the Shimo. Now, and that there is a Machlekes Hashem. So the Ram says. Shimo Dorish Lav Shimo means only Al-Khatkhila Lav Shimo, but the other, it is a Shimo. But the Asam Rishayim will say that Shimo Dorish Lav Shimo means that it's not Matzis Mitzvah, you cannot be kind of Mitzvah. But that means if you don't make any Shimo altogether, but suppose you make Shimo, but you won't wait, he said, so still there can be Shimo from Ktsira. Shimo, even if you're not like this, so they can be Shimo that when you bring the chitin from the field into the house, into the granary, whatever, so you make sure that it shouldn't be exposed to the rain and so on. So there is Shimo, but if you are late things, then there is a need for more Shimo. More Shimo. So that certainly is not Me'ata. So he said, So in other words, if let's say the dough was baked by going, if the dough was baked by going, but we know there is no how the Nosar Rashi explains, we see from the Simon. That it's not that it's lichsipuponov and there are no kane chagobim because when the dough ferments, so then there are certain external manifestations and you see cracks form on the surface of the dough. And sometimes the cracks come intertwined. So suppose no cracks are formed, so that's a riot. It wasn't left idle long enough to ferment. So we know that it's not chomus, but it wasn't mishtam. Some melee tzmuta ba'achil pesach, but you cannot be mekayim because I is matzah, the first night of pesach. But the other days you can eat it because you, as long as you know that it wasn't chomus, it didn't become chomus. So that's tzeki shalnach, odom emalik chayisimet, but he cannot be kind of mitzvah be'arvich on matzahs unless he eats a matzah kazayis matzah mishmeres uvelvashi of kazayis matzah b'acheino b'acheino ein b'rishin aloi my time is loved b'shimu because since the dough was done by goyim so melee it was not mishmeres even though we know that there is no chimutz no yisra chometz but it's not matzah mishmeres, but the question is, we got it. It came to our possession after the lisha, but before the afir. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say matzah shel nochi, pseiki shel nochi. What it means, though, so that means at the time that the Jew took possession of this dough, it was in the state of dough. It was before the afir. And we know that there was no chimutz. And then he became in charge of the dough. So he was mishamret, mishasapir deila. So we see that mishmo from afian is not enough. Mishmo, so mishmo has to be, it has to be mishumer from the very outset. What do you mean from the very outset? From the Ktsira. So Pashtus Aloshin of this Gemara is Mashma that Matzah's Mitzvah requires Shimo Mishas Ktsira. And that's one Shite. In Shulchan Aruch, one Shite Sarishen, and it's one Loshin Shulchan Aruch. One Loshin Shulchan Aruch requires Ktsira, that requires Shimo Mishas Ktsira. This appears to be what Rabbi said, Elish Lashman no Shio Mikola Bina. And what does Mikola mean? From Ktsira. And that Rishen mentioned is the Shita of the Rif. That we need for Matzah's Mitzvah, we need Shimo from the Ktsira. In the Mari. Yil Meshane Osom, Yibidne Dinochis Lishimo, Yobed Lishimo. In other words, they are Pseiki Shonochim. So what kind of Shimo do we do only from the Afiyah? But not from the Lisha. At the time when the water was poured into the flour, so there were no Jews around. So then it was still in the charge and the possession of the Goy. So when did the Jew take charge of it? After the Lisha, before the Afiyah. So Shimo from the Afiyah is not known. But maybe Shimo from the Lisha. From the Lisha, because why is Lisha so important? Because Lisha is the stage at which you have to be very much on guard against fermenting. Until you pour water, so it couldn't become fermented unless somebody just carelessly pour water over. But ordinarily, when can it become fermented? After the Lisha. So there, when the Jews took charge of the Yisei after Elisha, so Mele is not Mishmeres, even though the Afiyah was made, even though there was Shimo Bishas Afiyah. But that doesn't mean that even if you make Shimo from the Elisha, it's not enough. How do you know that the Shimo has to take place from the Ktsira? Or might you Mishan or some? The Bidne. The Nochis Lishimo, the Ovat Lishimo, Avoheha, the Vigne, the Nochis Lishimo, Ovat Lishimo, Hochanamo, the Shimo, the Lisha, the Shimo. So, Mele, there is no right. But Hoche, Lihoda, the Ove, the Omalu, the Hanedim, Hapche, Chife, he was not crazy from his memory. It doesn't mean that Ove was not crazy from his memory of Mitzvah Lutheran. But Rabbi was not chayzer from his memory that Shimo has to start from Ktsira, even before the Lisha. So, even though the Gemara refuted the Raya from Rabbi's memory of Tzeki Shalachim, because there it only means that Shimo from Afiyan is not enough, but maybe Shimo from Rishan is enough. But Rabbi was not chayzer, and he still held that Shimo has to start from the Ktsira. The Bachel Hochel Hode be Rabbi, the Omaru Lehamed in Hafre Kife, Ki Me'afrike Apicho Isha Mitzvah. So he told those who made the sheaves, B'nei Zakotzia, that when they turn over the sheaves, they should do it l'shem Matzah's Mitzvah. L'shem Matzah's Mitzvah. That means, and that's the reason as to why it is customary, when you harvest wheat for Matzah's Mitzvah, so everyone who harvests should say l'shem Matzah's Mitzvah, because he, a Rabbi, exhorted them. Alright. So there are some Rishayim who explain not only that you should intend it in your heart, that you should verbalize it also. You should say, Mishay Matzitzi. That's why it's customary that anyone who is involved in the, not only the baking, the mixing, and in the grinding, and even in the harvesting of grain for Matzah's Mitzvah, so you should say, in conjunction with the Ktsira, and everything that is done in the Shem Matzah's Mitzvah, because they just turned over the sheaves. It wasn't an operation that is indispensable for the processing of the masses. You can make masses without turning over sheaves, but this is something that took place in the course of the processing of masses. So mele we have to say the shimatz nitre. So when you draw water, mayim shalonu, for masses nitre you also have to say the one who draws water. So it has to say the shimatz nitre. Ima prisa afiro shimitre. Alme kosova shimo mi kore mi krilosei vatsim vidim. So from this gemara it's mashma that shimo is required from the very outset. Still, the aloha, there are three shittas. One shitta is the shitta sovit, and that's mentioned as the shitta sovit and the shitta zahambal, that shimo is required mishat ksira. The other shitta is the shitta of the rosh, mishas ksira not, but mishas trim. And then the third shitta is even kemach nashukin. In other words, mishas lisha. But everybody is made it that if there was no shimo mishas lisha, even though there was shimo mishas lisha, so that you cannot be eitzim matzis mitzvah with that kind of a matzah. Now the Rashi. Badroi shall kfor and tell him, you should not be now sold on Lazarus and the Kiyoko Kach. The Lazarus he did do him, so he should go call the sailors, how my actual in Kiyo, the Lily C say. Boss and not the cotton, the Rosh, the Omar, a pot in Stai, Bas, and Madul, and his cow, the Rosh, and like, but the Rabbi Yame, be lovely, see the Achso, boy, Shimu, Shreach, Mitzu, Shimu, Lomali, Lav, Shimu, we love it, Shimu, me, Kamohoche, the Omar, Abunigas, and Tigish, and Ochin, Shemak, and Ben, Shreach, so there is no shaila of comments. Shein shom lo ikam echagodim lo yechsif uponot to have the sin and seed of the sin and seed of the kam. So the shein him as the kashe against kashe. In other words, why is it muter? Vachile kol pesa. Because we know it's not comments. How do we know? We don't see the external manifestations of kam echagodim. Assuming that the fact that we don't see is a conclusive deal. All right. But the other halachas, in other words, matzeh, the jute and pesach, has to be mixed in mayim shalom, and that's a special takon. So if you don't see kam chagodim, but that doesn't mean that you mixed it in mayim shalom, maybe they used mayim shalom, and still kam chagodim will not form. All right, then you cannot test against Rashi, maybe they mixed it in hot water. Not boiling water, because boiling water is cool, you can be humming. But hot water, warm water. So, because you can say that if it had been mixed in warm water, then Kane Hagodin would be formed. The fact that you don't see Kane Hagodin, Kane Hagodin, like lines, Kane Hagodin means horns of locusts, but that these lines, you know, cracks in the on the top surface of the dough. When the dough begins to ferment, so all kinds of lines are formed on the top surface. So you can say it's a raya that we use cold water, we didn't use warm water. Because had they used warm water, then we'd be able to see kind of hagovim on the top surface. But maybe they didn't use mayim shalom. So the Miri is the kashe. So then the Miri says there are some Rishonim who say that mayim shalom applies only to matzah nitre. The Shulchan Aruch passes that. Shulchan Aruch passes that every matzah that you eat on Pesach has to be mixed in mayim shalom. But the kashe isn't there. But the Rishonim say that mayim shalom is special takane. So that applies only to matzah nitzvah. But not matzah nitzvah, it doesn't have to be mixed in mayim shalom. As long as it's mixed in cold water, even though it's not mayim shalom. Alright, that's Rashi. So then, but many of the shame, achilik rashi. The fact that we don't see the external manifestations of chimutz is not the right brewer that everything was done properly to dust. Because there are many alochas in regard to matzahs that you eat and bake, even if it's not chametz chamor, but still the fact that there is an absence of tamech hagodim is not the raya that this is mutabachim. So they say they are chilik Rashi, whereas Rashi says that tzikish aloch means that the lishe was done not in the presence of Jews, so they really don't know how it occurred. So they say tzikish aloch means that it was done by Goyim, that Goyim was the mixer, but Jews were watching, and they saw that everything was done, which it asked you to do. So that's called Tzeikish Anochim, because, in other words, that's the Shite of the Rashbo. These Rishonim, because there is a Machlekes between Rabbi Goyim and the Rashbo, the two mentioned the Machlekes. Rabbi Goyim says, even though Matzis Mitzvah requires Shemur, but if he goes makes the mission and the afir, but the Jew is in the gabov, the Jew is God, because they bendeo is in the gabov and he watches him, so that's all mutal and for matzmit. That's how I go. The Rashbo is here. And the Rashbo Shiti is no, that if he goes does the mission, if he goes does the afir, even though a Jew, a godly Bendeo, is in the Gabok and is in Shamar et Nechimut, so it's not good for Masas Mitzvah. So Mele, the Rashbo explains this Gemara, Psegish Onochim, not as Rashi explains that the kneading, the mixing, the kneading was done with no Jews present. Then it's also called Kodmei HaPesach, because of one thing that is also another thing that is also, there are many alochas in the mixing and in the baking of matzah for Pesach, not only matzah mitzvah, but it means that it was done in the presence of Jews or in Dogabeyan, and they watched that they should do it, everything he does like a day. But the lishe was done by Goyim, even though under the supervision of Jews, and then even though the afiyah is done by Jews, so it cannot be used for matzah. That's how the Rashbo explained it. Right. Rashi apparently will have to agree with the Shita of Rabbi Goyim. That's why Rashi cannot explain this Gemara Tzikish Anochim in the sense that it was done under the supervision of Jews, because if it was done under the supervision of Jews, so then it's used for it can be used for matzah mitzvah. Alright, so this is what Rashi says. Dom Ravun Gasin Tzeish Onoch Shemach Mishlech Mishish Shem Fulik Hamach Gomim Lechzit Uponov Dav Esimin Sido Vissio Kilik Hamon Shem Kazai Shmatze Barachem Lo Anoti Yechitz Matze Shem Ave Shimu Shematze Vahal Pishon Rein Shem Kam Chimut Umi Uli Matze Shom Mitzvah Shimu Nishmo Binon Vahachem Lo Yitzach Loso Shem HaPesach Yitzach Loso Yechzit Ko Amatzem Rein Yochlu UPesach Nechal Lo Aseiva Kibitnani Maptirin Achar HaPesach HaPikeimon Lo Vishenu Lo Yitlen Lachil Vishenu שאוכל מציק ישמו אחים ונופי הוא גסים מייתן לא גמישים הוא גסים אני נעמד הוא בעד הייתן זה was not a girl say he נעמד so he says it's a wrong girl say it's not he נעמד means that he's not the bad guy but it's bad time in ישמו אחים מאפי אלך משהו משהו סכן לאפי את הרחוס המשיק שלו ונשימו שלו איתנו ומאי דין אלה למשים לי ששימו הוא ואף אתה גורי צריך שימו מכמו אחר ואוכל מייתן לנופי משהו משעס נשים את מים וכמר שזה דולר מחמצת על יצריר רשימו ונונס רשימו מהיידי נוחת את רשימו דיין מיוסס מים ואף הוא הוחד הוא אשכה חובס יאי תמיוץ ולעוד עליהם מהי דיקום הבן רשימו כדו מישה מאף רצימה האמורים וקישנס האמורים מיסקות מרפי רבינה מין כתה לאימא בי ארבע so מרפי רבינה his mother used to prepare for her son the chitin, and she was mishameres, the mother was mishameres the chitin mitchil askotzi alitzir ha-pesach Abdul Shimon Mikar. In other words, like Rabbi, that Matzis Mitzvah requires Shimo Mitchalosi Vatzim. Hau Arbe Dechite Vitade Dechishte Shari Rabbi Lizbune Linochi Ve Arbe Mola Arriba Arribis Arbe Masnos on Vanu Etzer HaPesach Chishte Shimano He sank in the river Tobo Kino HaPesach Boi Bachit So Shari Rabbi Lizbune Linochi Ve Iske Rabbi Barlo Loya Lirobe Begit Shabbat Bekloi Marizol Inkren Linochi ויישנו בי מדעס לחמיר אבל איס נעיסי תחיכם ממס לנוחי מי תיימה לא אילה משום דוד המסדם לישראל so here how did Rabbi how was Rabbi Matir to sell it to Goyim maybe the Goyim turn and sell it to Jew and then the Jew read it on Pesach and since it was soaked in water so it's chometz the Reisim, Rabbonon, it's chometz So how was they allowed? How were they allowed to sell it to a nochi? Hodo marove, lizbinu kabe kabe liyisroel keiche dikaye kame pisach. In other words, so then Rabbi was chayza from the pisach. You're not allowed even to sell it to a goy because of the choshe possibility. Maybe the goy will sell it to a Jew, so the nirshol and nisa. But you should. That was long before Pesach, weeks before Pesach. So in other words, you can eat it before Pesach, but Pesach can eat it. So you should sell piecing little by little. I mean retail. So the one who buys very little, he'll eat it up before Pesach. So there is no shoshe of imich. No shoshe imich. Now let's see the tools. Oh, here we go. Now, there are two simonies, in Tur and Chono, Simen Top Nun Gimel and Simen Top Samach. These are the simonies that are relevant to this question. Of Shimon for Matzis Mitzvah. Let's first go over the two. The Simon Top Nun Gimel. Alright. Simon Top Nun Gimel. Ele dvorim sheyitzim yechidas matzah, tachitim yisere, kusmish gerushua vishik, aber loy beira esu shomim, vigam in boyon yechimus, umutal asim en tapshe. I mean, of course, now we sabminek, so it's also a kitnias, it's also, umutal asim en tapshe, vichim vichom mini kitnias, vyeish eishim lech leiras, vichom mini kitnias, vitapshir, vipishim yechitim yisavim, vichum reyisere yuzu, But we know about him, the tour said this time, you know, but now it is no Agu, except a certain stars and whatnot now. But for Ashkenazim, it's a universal practice. Being Erev, Erev, Simechon, Leila, Aminim, Bosom, and Niso, in Yehban, Tamdogon, Yehitzim, Vahayir, Vahala, Hopshul, Leilas, it's not our Indian. Kosav, Rabin Peretz, יש שני אגים ליבורי אחיתים אחד אחד מאחיל הסערבו יש אימן שימצור אדהב מפירס בחוס הפרו שמידים מפירס שעורי כמחמיץ כי נתנן לו יורי סוד המחיתים וניתנו גם מהכוסי שעורי כי זה נת כסדר מפירס very strange ואין לי סלו כסדר לית מי ואין להוקיל עד כאן במירה שאין לוחש לו זה כבר דרשו של חייקו זרימה שתחמיץ חיתו כושו במת ריק שבפי הארבו דאפילו ליסיסי שאו בגמורי, אלא שיחמיר להגין עם הישחו, ואין דאפילו עם יימן נשוחים, אין יחד מלך, מזבטלין עם שיטוסון, ואין כאן מבטלין, איסה לך תחילה שניתיכם כבירבט. כוסף, או דיסיס, בפעם, כוסף רבאות, שצורך לשנחיתים שייצים מיימצים משס כסירה, של יובל המים, ועדיני יובי אורוז על כוסף, שאין צורך אלו משס כסירה, וזה לשני. מי יגין באשכנס ובצורף הסלישים רון משסטחינה ולפישוז מקרפניס על המים שתיחנן ברחיים של מים וכן כוסת בשולטס ונופיקי לחבוסי על הבמצי ומינטרם לחימוץ מקדנוף על מי העלוע וימתו אל לחיטה וגילו עם חרשי לקוטן ונופק ביחבוסי שוב אל מגוין לקח כמח נשוק ושסטחת מותר ויהי צימבי ולמזכיר מיסה, אבל חתחיל לבו ישימו ולטיסה אף אבקד ודמו לשור לבחיתה הגיין מסרו וכן שודרו מסיפתה שאין הנפקים בלסיסה הלכך אין לנו ילטיס כלל לאי בחיתים ובכל שכים בסייר סימן טופ נון גימול תן גימול סי דל החיטים שאיסים בהם מצס מצווה תאיב לי שומרום של יגיף לעלי המים משס קסיר so all the miscarrying including the crop they say there's the שיטה of the ריף and the רמבה וליפוחס משס תחינים who שיטה is that there's the שיטה of the ראש ובשס התחק מותר לקח כמח נשו so the three degrees, either Shimo Mishas Sire, or Mishas Tchine, or Mishas Lish. Kemach Nashuk means Mishas Lish. So, the Shite of Mishas Sire, we understand, that's what the Rode said, that it requires Shimo Mishas Sire. And then the Gemore said, no, it's no Raya, because from Tzikish Amochim is no Raya, because maybe Shimo Mishas Afir is not enough, but Mishas Lish is enough. But where do we have a Shite of Mishas Tchene? The Gemara doesn't mention such a Shite. The Gemara mentions a Shite the Mishas Sire Robe or the Adam and Doma said Mishas Lish, but Mishas Tchene we don't find. So where did the Rosh get a such a Shite that it has to be Shomo Mishas Tchene and then the Rosh the way the tool mentions him, so he says, "Badil of the Rosal Kosakim Tzorah Mishaschine, Bizel Ishene, Liagin, the Ashkenaz of the Tzorfas, Mishimra Mishaschine, Mishios, Mikarbinis, and Ramayim, Shetichanim, Berechaim, Shomayim, Bechim Kosak Bishultes." So he mentions the reason as to why Shimo is required Mishaschine, because they were accustomed in Ashkenaz and in so fast to mill the wheat in a water mill. So that was shy, so it's a special reason. Because they used water mills. Today we don't use water mills. Who uses water mills? No one uses water mills. Never. I mean, water mill is out of use. It's absolutely a water mill. A primitive mill, a hand mill, that is used. In York here in the heavy massive vehicles you have a primitive mill, a hand mill, I mean without all the modern equipment, but a water mill is not used, it's absolute. Yeah, a water mill. So maybe so you should say that the Oshite is not relevant today because there is no Trina in the water mill. But why is the fact that they use in water mill important? Because Shimo is required when it's likely to be fermented. So, if they hadn't used the water mill, so then it wouldn't be likely to become Mishamitz before the Rishon. What would be the first moment when it's already vulnerable to Chimutz? Lishia, of course, it's vulnerable to chimus. Because the moment you pour in water, and if you don't activate the dough, it becomes chimus after 80 minutes. But before Lishia, how could it become a chimus? But the answer is, if you have the fact that it was the practice to to grind wheat in the watermill, and there was a, so there was a possibility that some water would spill on the flour, and then it would become pomets. So maybe it was already vulnerable. Today we don't use watermill, but for another reason it's vulnerable to chametz, because the universal practice is that in the mills they temper wheat. In some mills, not only do they temper, they even wash mills. Let's say on the western coast, so every wheat is washed, soaked, not just tempered. On the east coast, so they just allow a drop of water, I mean, half a drop of water, to pass over to moisten every seed of wheat. But on the west coast, so there the mummy soaked wheat. The mummy soaked wheat. So again, it's vulnerable. So for the same reason that the Rosh says the shimur is required, mishastrine, because shimur is required when it's already vulnerable, when it's exposed to the possibility of chametz. So in the days of the Rosh, it was exposed to the possibility of the chametz on account of the prevailing practice of grinding wheat in the watermill. Today, watermill is obsolete, but it's vulnerable, it's exposed to the possibility of chametz, because they wash the regular wheat, they wash the temper. So maybe it's possible even if they don't wash, they just temper, but according to the Rambam, if it's left on ground for sheer meal, then it becomes chametz in the Rabbanon. And of course, today, when the wheat is ground in the mills, so it takes hours between the tempering and the milling, for at least 3 hours, even on the East Coast, where they don't work. So according to the Rambam, it's chametz in the Rabbanon. So in Mele, there is good reason as to why to exercise shimo from the Trinyan, because it's vulnerable, it's exposed to possibility of chametz. So then there is the shite that shimo is required milishevele. Now, so, we'll go over the tour in Simen Tov Samech, and then in the Mechaber, and there is a Machlekes. Now, the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rashbo, not like Rabbi Goyer, that you cannot let a Goy make the Lisha or the Afiye with a Yisroel in it or like the Rashbo, not like Rabbi Goyer. But then, the Mishnah Berurah mentions Machlekes between the Taz, the Bach and the Taz. The Bach says that according to the Rashbo, that you cannot let a goy make the lishe, make the apie, with the Yisroel in the Gabo. The Yisroel must himself make the lishe. The Yisroel must himself make the apie. The same thing the Bach says applies to Trina and to Ksir. But the Taz in Simen Tov Samer, he's Mechalek, he says, even the Rashbo, who says that if a goy makes the lishe or the apie, and the Yisroel is in the gabor, he supervises, so it's not good for matzis mitzvah, that only applies to lishe and apie, but it doesn't apply to tchinen tzire. Tchinen tzire, even according to the shite, the orishen, that it requires shimon.
Summer Club and Shabbos by the Rosh Hashiva of Rav Nissan Hetov Shimon Ches, March 22nd, 1988, on Monday, in Yeshiva University.
We have to go over the whole Gemara, starting from Mishnah, and then we will finish the subject. That one of the days on the day. In sharing is Hamusom with Anagel. We're not allowed to soak the bread for Tanigeli. Why? Because if we soak it, it might become chometz. Now, kemach becomes chometz if you put it in water and you let it stay shiur milk. How about chitin?